Blog Talk Radio.
The devil. Just kidding. It's me again. Been a while, you guys. I've been kind of silent. Everything going on. But I have things to say now. Before I do this, before shit starts popping off, I know all the countries that I'm in right now. Thank you all for listening. You know, I think a lot of different people from the areas who listen, especially in the Middle East and in Africa, I think they would know a little bit something about having to deal with their own people being murdered via military and things such as that. I mean, stop me if I'm wrong here, but we have the same thing going on over there. So I'm going to say this is going to be a very touchy episode if I can help it. The last two I'm pretty proud of. I'm very happy with the last two. If you heard those, I was pretty angry. I'm pretty upset right now. There's a lot of things going on, so let's get to it. I'm going to try and do an hour, but I just don't know. But I feel like this is worth talking about. First off, in my description, if you look, we've got something that I just found out about. It's called opensecrets.org. So this is a website you can go on, and you can look into your whatever congressman, congresswoman, senator, whoever you want to look into, or you're looking to see what whoever's doing what. Lobbying, air quotations, it's lobbying. It isn't. It's just they get paid by corporations to say yes to things and, you know, do stuff for them rather than actually do things for their constituents. A lot of dark money goes to bitch Mitch McConnell. And, hey, guys, his fucking wife's family's boat was just caught with like millions of dollars worth of cocaine, and it just was like under the rug. You know, how does a man, you know, get rich by millions every year while his state is just like a poor fucking red piece of shit, slack-jawed yokel banging its cousin sister? You know, that terrible education and teenage pregnancy by their uncles, very high, very high. So right now, every black person in the world, every black person in America should fucking take up in arms, if you can, in some way, shape, or form, show your anger. I'm not saying right, but if you're going to do that, just saying, try not to hit schools and small businesses. Hit that fucking racist asshole that you don't like for sure, but definitely take down the big conglomerates. They'll be fucking fine. Don't fuck with schools and leave your parks alone. Kids need that. And it's not the kids' fault. This is adults' fault. This is the adults that are running this shit. Their fault. This is the adults who were, you know, involved in this whole fucking thing. It's their fault. It's not George Floyd's fault. But we're burning down schools and shit. Like, stick to regular shit like normal people. Big stores. Authority figure places, places that made your life suck. Police station, I'm all about that. Why not go to the man's house and pull him out of his home and lynch him? I don't know why we ain't done that. We were fucking lynching black people after they were free over dumb fucking made up shit. And nothing was done about it. Now, the next item on the list, and we're gonna talk about this as much as possible. I'm more upset about the fact that these people were videotaped. They were not stopped. No one did anything, and they got away with it until, well, people started really getting upset about it. And, you know, it's not just black people who are out there who are really upset. It's white people, too. And it warms my heart to know that there are some angered white people out here. Thank you very much. So we're going to go back a little history. I threw a little bit in there. I feel like it is important. So we're going to go back because it's the same shit. And this has happened several times where we've risen up and, you know, took to the streets. It didn't just happen once. It's happened many times in L.A. and everywhere else, too. And we'll talk about some other protesters who were murdered on Memorial Day. Oh, they were students, unions, you know, protesting, and the cops killed them. But carrying on. On a Saturday spring morning, March 1991, a 15-year-old African-American girl picks out a bottle of orange juice at her neighborhood convenience store, South Central Los Angeles, and she put it in her backpack. Assuming a case of shoplifting, the Asian lady, I love this. I fucking love this part where you come and you immigrate over here and you do your little thing and then you're fucking so racist. A girl comes, it makes me sick. Yeah. My mother-in-law was immigrant from Vietnam, came over due to Tet Offensive, of course, because we lost that war, came over here, learned English, got her diploma, yada yada, off to the military. And she, I bet if she's alive now, she voted for Trump because her thing was, you must learn English. You are in the United States. You have to speak American. We don't have a fucking language. Anyway, I hate that shit. This bitch was a Korean shopkeeper named Do Soon Ja. She confronted the girl, and Latasha Harland is her name, and we're going to remember her name. We're going to say her name. We're going to say George Floyd's name because they were fucking humans. And she was going to pay for the item. A struggle ensued and punches were thrown. Miss Du pulls out a gun and she shoots Harlins in the back of the head. Tragically, she killed the youngster instantly. Unrest began and they took to the fucking streets over it. And that's just one of the many reasons that riots have started. And why I'm comparing the two, because the unrest in Minneapolis began on May 26th, 2020, after the death of George Floyd, while being restrained by officers. Now, I heard it was because of a check, but it was because of a $20 bill that was supposedly fraudulent. Well, it's not. So the guy, and it's an Indian family who owns the store. What are they called? Cup something.
Sorry, I wasn't the band.
No, it was, what's the store he died at? Like, what store was that? That was, and he spoke out about it, and he's not happy about it. The owner of the store, he told the employee to call the police, and they don't usually take them outside, but this was just a white man who was already a white nationalist. It was like Cup something or other, Cup Convenience or some shit. It's just a little fucking store. And he had $20 bill. And they said it was fake. They wanted the police to come to question him to see where he got it from. They took him outside. They fucking treated him wrong. I don't want to hear he should have did. No, you know what? The protesters that are being arrested and stuff that have their stores open and shit, even though COVID-19 is still spreading, was arrested and They should just do what they're fucking told. But, you know, everyone's like, oh, what a hero. Yeah, keep spreading the disease. And this is why Darwinism works. But this man didn't deserve this. And nobody did anything. There were four cops standing right there. There were people recording it. And this man died 9 minutes under his knee. Why? Why do you do it? You know, there's no difference between the riot that happened with, you know, what was his name? Don King? Or what happened with Miss Harlan. Now,
small theory.
What's your theory?
Well, most of these guys are, like, white male, and and their culture, for what I've seen, are their lives are being dictated by their spouses. So because they can't have the control at home that they feel they should, or they see other cultures have, he will take the chance of being able to overpower based on uniform, because what we really respect is the uniform, not the person.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been brainwashed into believing that the person in uniform should be respected as such, because ultimately back in the day they were, even though there was still the racism going on, they were supposed to be upheld citizens, which were put in that position. But anyways, back to saying this, is that they don't have the authority they feel they should have at home, because their wives are running their lives for them. So any chance they feel they can overpower somebody bigger than them, or even just have authority over somebody,
that's a good,
they would go and take it a step further than it really should be. And then you see this with correctional officers all the time. They are, the majority of them were rejected by police departments based on psychology issues that have to do with the same thing. They were unable to be rational and unbiased towards a situation where they have to get rid of them because there was so much aggression being given. And the only person that would take him that would be able to sweep everything under the rug would be correctional facilities, because, you know, trust me, nobody wants to be a correctional officer. Like, who grows up and be like, I want to be a correctional officer?
Dude, the correctional officers at my place were retired military.
Exactly. Or they were rejected military.
Mr. Wardrop, I'm pretty sure, is the man that killed that lady recently at the prison. Like, he abused women. But I see what you're saying there.
My theory is of that sort. Like, they don't feel comfortable with themselves to the point where putting or making themselves bigger and feel stronger based on a person respecting the uniform makes them feel like they're better than or and higher place than the other person.
Now, there's a lot of police officers who go home and beat their wives who are violent towards their animals,
and
towards their dogs.
And there's a few that actually are upstanding citizens as well.
It is a small percentage of these guys like this.
Yeah,
but they are very there.
Exactly.
But if you've got 1,000 police officers who are good and you have 10 bad ones and 1,000 police officers don't do anything about it or stand up, because they usually can't. They get thrown to the side. They lose their job for not doing stuff. But the thing is,
well, it goes back to the conversation we had earlier today. If you see somebody getting beat up and don't say or do anything about it,
you are agreeing with it.
So silence means agreement. So to what extent are they really the good cop?
Now, the cop has been arrested.
Okay.
But the other ones, like, this should not be a normal thing. Now, until they reopened the country, we hadn't had a fucking school shooting for the first time in 20 years. As soon as they opened up in Memorial Day weekend, we had fucking 3 shootings in 72 hours.
Yeah, but other than that, we should shut down the country.
That's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
What I'm saying is we have a fucking problem. All these white nationalists and assholes that get rejected by women, who hate minorities, who hate gay people, they had to sit at home and hate them from their fucking house. Now, these people came out of their homes and fucking did this shit. And nothing has changed because, like I said, if you go back up here, opensecrets.org, that shows you. And if you go look at these names, guys, if you look up these people, you're going to see the NRA. You're going to see people like those fucking, they're actually people that like fucking kids. I can't remember the fucking who it is. And South Park made fun of them. But there's a lot of groups that pay money. There's when corporations get to vote and they're considered a human and they're more valuable than you, their vote trumps yours. That's not okay.
Yeah.
So moving on,
well,
policemen who do this shit, some of them are just from day one. They're taught a certain way. Their grandfathers and fathers never left the Jim Crow era where they were number one. Well, I'll say it again, and I'll say it again, and I'll say it again. The white race was never supreme, and they never will be. Y'all are so overweight and stupid, I just can't. And I'm half white, bitches, and I got Spanish Spain, so my grandfather had blonde hair and green eyes and white skin. Thank God, Grandma, for that melanin, because she was brown. So anyhow, it's okay if I say this. Mm-hmm. I fucking hate you people. Anyway, moving down, all of this to me sounds about white. This is about white nationalism. This is about fucking white men bitching since the beginning of time, since the black man was freed and the white man had to do his own fucking work. Bitching since they moved on their street, driving cars and dating white women. If anyone paid attention to any of our episodes in the last year, you'll find that episode where we did white history, black history, and how women became barefoot pregnant and in the kitchen because white men lie. And then we talked about where picnic came from. Picnic? It doesn't mean pick a nigger. It means, well, picnic came from France officially. It means to pick and eat. But what we found out was this. Even after they were freed and everything and they had to live their own lives, there was still this terrible thing going on. They went from kidnapping their babies, using it for alligator bait, to picking out a black man and just saying, he looked at my wife wrong. They told the white women that they were going to get raped. And they basically manipulated women to be in their homes and scared them into it. They fucking would pick out a black person, and it wasn't even ever the right person most of the time. They'd parade them around on a float. They would take their children and all their families after a nice morning at church, and they would go down and have a picnic while they watched a torture and a lynching of the whoever poor creature they chose for that day. Then right after that, they went to a baseball game. And that's how...
I remember like baseball, but I don't think it was a good
one. Lynchings were as normal as baseball and apple pie. Wow. And that's where they would have picnics.
I must...
we had a good episode about this shit. Like, they have a whole Jim Crow museum. Like, you've got to listen to that episode. It was pretty insane.
As much as my brother tried to explain baseball to me, it's never been...
I played softball and baseball. It's just like... Meh. Well, anyway, so moving on. White men have been bitching forever. Y'all are still never supreme, and you never will be. Now, the mob of MAGA persuasion.
Idiocracy.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one.
Macho supreme. Yeah, we are literally an idiocracy. Does anyone know where we're getting our paychecks from for being on this shit show? Like, this is the worst show I've ever been on. Anybody? Anybody? I'm still wondering. Like, we're on a very bad show, and we're not getting paid.
Trump gonna get canceled, like, for real.
Dude, this is, like, fucking seriously. Lucifer was a good show in the first season and maybe half of the second one. He's got another season that he's been on for 5 seasons. It sucks. It's people like this, and the people that fucking keep Lon John Silver's going is the reason why Trump doesn't get fucking canceled or thrown in jail.
That is crazy, because, like, I've seen that Long John Silver's album from your house, and it was like, how is that still there? And every now and then, you'll see a car pull up, and I'm like, oh, that's him.
Yeah, probably, it's just
they
like...
They probably know them by name, like, Long John Silver's still going. That's crazy.
I really thought I downloaded that, but I guess... What happened here? My phone's going crazy. So anyway, y'all, these fucking white pieces of racist shit rolled up. Yeah, that is the guy, and he got arrested today. And watch, they're gonna find him.
Well, he was out of my.
They're gonna find, and he's already got shit that's been against him. He killed someone in 2003 and got a reprimand for it. I pulled up his record. He killed someone in 2011. I shit you not. And he got a reprimand for it. He's been talked to for all of his complaints. He got a reprimand for it. He's never been fired. He's never been held responsible. And he's murdered 2 other people. This man has gotten away with this because they enable him to do so. White because white power.
Well, for what I understand, he was immediately fired with no pay. But still, how does that...
How are you not arrested? How did you not get in trouble with the last one?
How does that compensate for a life?
It doesn't. A mob of MAGA persuasion conducted a state house invasion. Though heavenly armed, they parted unharmed. And that's how you know they're Caucasian. Sounds about fucking white. They walked up in that bitch. They carried firearms into the Capitol building. They threatened the lives of people. And they screamed in cops' faces, Blue Lives Matter, huh? Now they don't so much when you're asking someone to wear a fucking mask, you pieces of shit. I can't go anywhere. I can't go do anything. I see all these white people out here who shouldn't be outside and these white old MAGA lovers, you white pieces of shit.
How do
you fucking just, like, go out in the middle of a pandemic?
As a person, how do you stand by and just watch that?
I don't know. I would have gotten in trouble. I would have tackled this man. I would have fucking went after that police officer and got in trouble for it.
Yeah.
Because that's worth someone's life right there. This is why Colin Kaepernick kneeled. This is what he's fucking talking about. And whiteness and privilege it goes hands in hand. If this man was fucking white, do you think that man would have been on his neck for fucking 8 minutes?
Oh, definitely not. But
no.
If he was, he would have been in a huge amount of trouble.
Do white people get killed by the police? Yes, they do. Yes, they do. But this isn't that. Now, white people compartmentalize police brutality. They compartmentalize violence and this and that because we're fucking so desensitized, and I don't want to blame video games, but, you know, you can beat up a whore on rocks, on fucking Grand Theft Auto, which I love using the tank to run over people. But you can kill a prostitute, choke her, fuck her, all this shit. And it's just gotten better and better with every video game.
Just like you can kill an officer in Grand Theft Auto as well. But
am I out killing police officers? No. Would I kill that police officer? Yes. Do I want police officers like him die? Yes. They don't deserve to be on the force. But again, the police are not here to protect and serve you. They're here to protect and serve corporations
and
Big Brother.
Well, ultimately, they're not here to protect and serve. They're here to persecute.
Now, in Baton Rouge, we had protesters, and it was a peaceful protest, but they were black, so they showed up with riot gear. You know, Americans that get treated terribly because, white.
The huge misconception we have is that police are here to prevent crimes. They're not here to prevent crimes. They're here to persecute crimes. So they can only do something after a crime has been committed. They're not here to protect and serve. This was ruled by the Supreme Court. They're not here to protect you and serve you. Well, they are here to serve you, but they're here to the extent of if a crime was committed, they have to persecute. It's not for them to prevent. They're not a preventive agency.
Yeah, it's not
they're
a preventive service.
They're a prostituting
service.
Agency.
Yeah. All right. So I'm glad you brought up the Supreme
because
Court.
Because a lot of people will have this misconception.
Yeah, they do.
The police
fucking didn't help my brother when he got beat up with a gun at gunpoint right near a police officer and was freaking out about it. She's like, I don't have to help you, fucking bitch. Anyway.
Well, I was kidnapped from my house.
I've been kidnapped from my house by the police, too.
By the police.
I have to. Anyway, moving on. Enough with us and our problems. Now.
They seem to hate when you tell them, you're a public servant.
Supreme Court decided remotely from their homes, not in person, in Texas, that you Texans down there are not allowed to vote via mail. The president does it, all his people do it, and people in other states have been doing it and are doing it, and lots of states are going to do it anyway. And why is he so mad about it? Well, because his daughter, has Ivanka, not the other one. He doesn't care about her. He only wants to fuck the Ivanka one with the face job.
The blonde one?
Yeah, the face job. Well, they're all blonde, but it's the one he didn't want to abort. Guys. She has patents from China for voting machines. And where do you think those voting machines are going to be? Well, that's why they want you to not be able to vote by mail, because they're going to cheat, as always, because it doesn't matter if you vote for Trump or not. That is your right. But
you know,
I will say, if you're a Trump voter and you hear this, I hope you get the coronavirus, and I hope your family gets the coronavirus, and I hope you don't make it from the coronavirus. Yeah.
You know,
please don't wear a mask.
The argument was tossed around when he was running for election, and a lot of people disagree with me. Trust me, I did not want him to be elected, but I knew he was going to be elected for the same reason Reagan was elected, for the same reason other people that are not politicians were elected, that, oh, he's a businessman and he's not a politician. Of course, you wanted a businessman in power. This is what you get.
They don't care about the smaller guy. They don't care about the employee that's sick or has sick family. They don't care about your wages. They just want more workers to just roll in there like a revolving door, like his administration.
And they like to multiply their money.
And they
skim
off the top and then some.
Exactly. And that's exactly what a businessman does.
Yep.
And that's what America is.
And you know what a bad one does? Gets his
Obama.
Business is bankrupted. And he is so jealous of Obama. Anything that was good that they set into place, he dismantled, including, the pandemic team, which was set up in fucking China. Now, speaking of that piece of shit.
The pandemic team? Or Trump?
Well, I missed the pandemic team. Trump is the piece of shit.
We all the ones that know about the pandemic team, trust me, we all do. We wouldn't have COVID-19. So.
I want to say this for right now. I'm mad because the police are shooting rubber bullets at a woman reporter and the cameraman. They arrested a black cameraman while the white one got to stand there. But a black man who was a cameraman covering the story was arrested before the man who caused the murder. You know, I don't fucking know. And by the way, guys, hydroxychloroquine, he's not taking it, but his family bought stock in it and bought a lot of it, you know, because he's a businessman. He's not supposed to make money, but he's still doing it. Every time he golfs, every time he goes to one of his hotels, he's making money because he's using your money, my money, everyone's money to pay his fucking shit.
Of course.
And he has spent more. He spent 200. Is it 200 years worth? 200 years worth. How much money has Trump spent?
Golfing.
The Trump family has taken 12 times more protected trips than the Obama family had in 8 years.
Yeah, but every time he...
Trump
every
has
time
spent
Obama
278.5 years of salary on taxpayer-funded golf outings.
Every time Obama went out with his family to something, it was a humongous deal. Oh,
$340 million and over. Oh, by the way, this isn't really news, but... this goes to show you how fucking faked and made up this shit is. Kylie Jenner got caught lying about being a billionaire. Doesn't that sound like Trump? She forged her tax returns to make it look like. Doesn't that sound like something Trump would do? Why is it? Why is it? You know, she had to get a whole different face just to, like, be relevant and to be happy. Because you seen that face? She did get a new face, too. But this is Kylie. She's
the one that wants to look like
Caitlyn Jenner's daughters one of his daughters before he chopped his balls off.
He really went through the operation?
He's a woman. Everything is inside out.
Okay. All right, then. Good for him. Her.
So, BT Dub, guys, they had an aide, and just about almost everybody around Trump and Pence had the coronavirus, except... we had a man on the hot mic saying they were vaccinated. I don't think that's a fucking joke. I think that Trump is. They had time. He's known about this since 2017 when he was inaugurated. They all knew about it. They had time to sell off stock, all this. Oh, by the way, they fired all the people doing all the investigative shit who sold stock and knew about the coronavirus and didn't tell nobody.
That's what I was going to ask about. Whatever happened with the Congress.
To the investigations against McConnell and his wife because of the fucking spending,
the
expenditure that his wife allotted for him in Kentucky for some stuff that don't make sense. You know, like, it's okay for them to be married to immigrants, to cheat, to lie, to steal, to rape, to be a pedophile, to fucking vote for from their house, to make a shit ton of money, to have health care. We ain't going to have none of that. We are the only country who lost health care and didn't get hardly shit for help from the government, of which we fucking pay for. If you guys stand up, they can't play Monopoly on your backs anymore. Too much to ask, right?
Of course.
Don't worry, you guys. He's already mad at Twitter for fact-checking him because he's a liar. He did a
he said he was going to shut down.
Well,
hilarious.
Now he did an executive order. So the executive order is not only going to affect Twitter, it's going to affect all social medias. Because he doesn't want to be fact-checked.
What are we in, China now?
Yeah, he wants that. He wants. He's already
China.
Started Trump TV. These fucking
China.
White women, these pedophile, rapist-loving, white, racist women have a fucking show called The Right View.
I wouldn't call them.
And it's fucking Trump
woman.
TV.
I wouldn't call them women.
They're not. They're troglodytes.
If they would be women, they would
if
stand
you're,
against
if
Trump
you're a
and
woman,
tell them everything
if you're a woman
hang,
for Trump, you need to hang up your vagina card because
definitely.
Guess what? It was liberals and women who died for your right to vote and to fight for your right to even own a house, drive a car, vote, be your own person, to fucking get divorced and still keep your
job.
Shit. Have a fucking job. Like, seriously, go to college. You dumb bitches don't know shit about history. I have done several episodes about this shit.
And this is the problem we're having because people just fail to look back at history and understand.
And nobody reads anymore. They're taking the Trail of Tears out of fucking history books.
Yeah.
Trump is erasing Native Americans off this planet right now. They're not getting the help that they need. They have more COVID-19 than everybody else. We still got fucking Puerto Rico in fucking trouble. And guess what? That's where our IV bags are made. That's where our medicines are made. That's where our fucking masks are made. You motherfuckers, they did this shit on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know this shit's on purpose. It doesn't really matter. I think that we're in trouble, and if nobody, especially these young voters, don't get out and vote, if you guys don't vote blue for someone who's actually on the fucking ballot, we are going to lose this country to Putin and
China.
He can't stand up to China if he fucking had a goddamn lift lifting his fat ass for him.
The funniest thing is that he ran on that platform. I live up against China and everything they're doing wrong.
He says, Sleepy Biden, dude, you're a fucking rapist. You are a goddamn rapist. And he talked about Scarborough killing his assistant. Well, in the year 2000, Trump killed his fucking assistant. Her name is Carolyn Gumble. Okay, her mom has a fucking recording of her saying, if something happens to me, it was Donald. She was pregnant and she was going to tell the press. Now, she was fucking him and he killed her. He strangled her to death and the police and the mob covered it up. Now, this was in his years in the U.S. It was in New York when he was in the mob. Now, that girl Katie, he raped that girl Katie with Epstein. Yeah.
What about the fact that we can't compare him to the boxer Muhammad Ali? He fought not to. Well, he didn't really fight, but he refused to go to a war that he did not agree on, and was stripped of every title and everything that he ever worked for. And Trump, being white, was able to get a doctor's note and just said that he had
bone spurs because he's a bitch.
And that's all it took for him not to go to war. Like, for real, like, let's talk about, like,
that's white privilege.
Exactly. Like,
and he's a racist piece of shit and he's a rapist. He's a fucking rapist. We said all those women's name on the one of the last shows. We've done everything that we possibly could to get their names out there. I'm not going to fucking stop, but we got some new names that need to be said, and we need to really remember the past, because the past is our teacher, because we are doomed to repeat the fucking same shit in the future.
If we don't listen to what we...
And you need to listen. You need to listen.
Definitely. We need to learn our lesson, or the lesson of our forefathers, or the lesson of our ancestors.
And this is what I'm going to leave you, fake fucking Jesus fucking goddamn Bible thumping pieces of trash. This is you. This is all. This is for you.
Hark, I'm Mrs. Betty Bowers, America's best Christian, trademark. Glory. You know, a lot of people ask me, Betty, how do you become the best Christian in America? Really? Have they not looked around lately? Trust me, it's not that hard. I mean, look at the competition. Franklin Graham, girl, please. Jesus slaps his knee and vomits a little every time I mention Franklin's name. Franklin has devoted his life to bearing false witness. To wit, out of the hundreds of millions of people in America, God handpicked the most vulgar, lying adulterer he could find to run everything. And when Franklin's not filling your ear with nonsense, he's filling his wallet with cash. Yes, Franklin skims over $800,000 off his Christian charities every single year. Who else? Jerry Falwell Jr.? Yes, technically there is no commandment. Thou shalt not have a three-way with a hot pool boy. But, y'all, Jesus said to give everything you have to the poor. Yeah. Jerry's running a billion-dollar online diploma mill that makes the poor give everything they have to him. It's like Christianity in reverse. No, it's not like Christianity in reverse. It is Christianity in reverse. And speaking of the bizarro Jesus, Donald Trump, here's the thing. Right-wing Christianity supports the businessman, not because the businessman is a Christian, but because Christianity is a business with all the adultery, divorces, covetousness, false witness, and lack of repentance. Donald has had no trouble becoming evangelical America's favorite Christian. But you know what? If you find you never follow your own religion, maybe you picked the wrong one.
Word from Miss Betty Bowers. My fave. But she definitely, definitely hits the spot. So, Trump is to blame for over 100,000 deaths. You know, 15 people in a couple of days is going to be down to zero, close to zero. It's going to disappear. Well, it didn't fucking disappear. Mm-hmm. And 100,000 plus people are dead, and they're going to continue dying because we're in, well, they gave us all false hope. Even our governor did it, and I don't believe it for a minute. Honestly, I can't go back out to work because I'm going to bring this home to my child, to my mother. And I could be asymptomatic and even carry it and not know it. So, you know, and I wore a mask, and someone's breath made it through my two masks and a cover. His exhale went into my inhale, and I tasted the alcohol in his breath, and it wasn't even like we were that close or anything. It was the craziest thing. But wearing a mask is important, and it can spread germs far less. Like, you can wear a mask and be okay. Wear gloves, wash. Again, take this seriously. Sean B is really just, I had to explain to him because he asked where are the bodies. I'm sorry that there isn't bodies on the fucking ground piling up everywhere, but that's exactly why we need to, you know, stop it. So we're going to see more rises in areas, especially where they weren't social distancing. Fucking two hairdressers gave 140 people the virus. So, I mean, sounds about white, right? Don't listen to your fucking officials. Listen to fucking doctors. And Dr. Fauci is the one person that I would trust on this. I wouldn't trust a fucking politician.
This is Sammy with a Z. Thank you for having me.
You have anything else to add?
No, I think that's it.
Okay.
Just Sammy with a Z.
All right, Sammy with a Z is headed out. Sean B. doesn't believe in the coronavirus and isn't taking it seriously. And Sean is not on the show tonight. But he, I don't know,
Sorry, Sean.
Doesn't listen to it and doesn't compute what's going on. So that's why he's not here on this tonight.
Sorry, Sean, we can't show you the bodies on the ground, on the
floor,
everywhere.
No, I'm going to have to Google it. So that's it, everybody. Stay angry, stay vigil, because there's still kids in cages, and everywhere around you, the alt-right is taking over.
I have one more thing, sorry. Why are we incinerating the bodies again?
I don't know, but they should be incinerating, not burying, because it will come from the bodies. That's the tea, everyone, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Bye.
Thank you for having me. That's a good one.